years ago, I'll take it for years ago, we had a group of teachers that brought a year-round school schedule to us. When do you think the summer vacation would have been in their schedule that they brought? It was just a mock, you know, schedule they brought to us. Would have been June 1st through July 4th. That was your vacation. Now, how well and how good is the weather in June in Iowa? So that kind of, you know, we appreciate what they did, but, you know, it just didn't work. And, you know, I was always in favor of the state setting the date on the start date so everybody started the same day. Otherwise, it's all over the board. And I agree with this late start. I have no problem with it at all. I think it's the best thing they did. A lot of superintendents don't like it. They want board control on it. I understand. But if you're going to get one set schedule, you know what? The big guy in Des Moines is going to set that.
You want something we differ on? I'll go out on record saying I differ from Kim on the start date. I think it should be an individual school's choice, and it's probably out of the hands of those individual schools. There's so many things in each community around Iowa that impact school calendars that setting a school start date at the state level, I think is you know ridiculous. You know, if you want me to step out there. I worked in Indianola school system. I was a high school teacher. They do have an elementary school that has a year-round calendar. And much like he said, their summer break is 6 weeks. It's about June 1st to the first week after July 4th is about their six-week break. And then they have a three-week break in the fall, 3 weeks over Christmas, and a three-week spring break. They've had that in place for, I think, 14 or 15 years now. The unfortunate thing is, and the number one reason they started was they thought, you know, the students would lose less during that summer extended summer break. Their scores do not differ in that year-round elementary school at all versus their other three elementary schools. So I think there's a lot of things that play into it. The other thing that plays into it, coming from the side of hiring teachers, you know, some teachers do get into education because, you know, they love kids, they love that opportunity. But they also love having some break with their families and spending some of that quality family time. I think we might lose a lot of educators, quality educators, which we don't have enough of if something like that was to go down the road.
You know, I actually would not be opposed to a system of a year-round. I'm not going to advocate for it right now because I would have to do a lot more research about it. But I do wonder sometimes about the efficiency of the summer breaks because it does seem like it takes a while for the students to get back into the flow of things, and I think there would be maybe better increased productivity on that. Again, I'm not going to come out and get in my soapbox about that because I'd have to do a lot more research, but that's just something that I actually thought about the other day as well, and it'd be something worth exploring maybe.
I was actually just talking with Julie before we started this about how much I enjoyed the longer summer break that we had this year. Don't get me wrong, I was ready for the kids to go back to school, and they were ready to go back too, but I thought that this late start was beneficial for my family personally. We took a lot of vacations. The kids had a good break, and they were ready to go back. I fear that if you had a shorter period of time, they might not be as ready to go back. It might not be as refreshed. And then from a professional perspective, I do a lot of family law cases, so I have a lot of families that are coming to me trying to work up a visitation or parenting schedule that works for them. And the big chunk of time that we can give the non-custodial parent is during the summer. So if you shorten that, it would really, it would affect a lot of families negatively from my line of work.
When I first asked the question, my first instinct was no, but I'd have to say I want to do some research first. Because I say no is because from experience from my son, he needs that break. He gets really frustrated with school, and throughout that school year, it's just too much for him, and he's ready for May to come around, and so I think he needs to get away from the school system, and I'm worried that a two-week break in the winter or 2 weeks in the spring would not be enough for him. So my first instinct would say probably not, but I would love to hear some more research, like John said, and see what other schools have been doing. So